Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Yikes. It is Hot 96.9, the Get Up Crew, baby. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, I have a feeling that in precisely 18 days, there could be a fracture in the friendship between Pebbles and Melissa because the Encore Casino is opening up on the 23rd in Everett.
Oh, my God.
Melissa's a little excited for it. She's
oh, my God.
So Melissa's, on a scale of 0 to 10, Melissa's probably like at about 13 as far as excited. She's making friends with hosts.
Oh, yeah, I got a personal invite to a soft opening.
Yeah, she's going to be there before the actual opening.
Before the actual opening.
Oh, my God. It's going to be funny when like they do the opening and you already see a disheveled Melissa just walking around, like not blinking.
I'll be strolling in here at, 4:30.
Yeah.
Coming right from...
Just smelling like cigarettes.
She's your responsibility. I'm not having anything to do with this debacle that's about to happen with her.
I'm going to correct you on something, Romero.
Yes.
There is no smoking allowed in Massachusetts establishments.
You're just going to smell like stale booze.
Stale booze and yeah.
No, you'll go outside to smoke.
Yes. So that's Melissa. Now, Pebbles, on the other hand, is just a little angry about the casino opening. Well, why is that?
Because I live close to there.
Yeah.
And I already saw... Because originally, wasn't there something... I remember you saying it, that they were going to have like a separate off-ramp so that there would be access to it.
That's what I heard.
Right. That didn't happen. I just feel like they didn't prepare well for this. Because now it's coming like... kind of near the assembly row. And it's, you're going to get off there. Because I saw the signs just this past week... were put up saying Encore. And I'm like, no.
Well, they just got 700 parking spots at Wellington.
Yes.
For employees.
And the commuters who usually use that garage just got a notice saying, no, there's no monthly thing. You're going to have to pay on a deal. That is just not right and not fair.
I will say this.
What?
I heard that the parking garage there only holds like 4,000 cars, which is not a lot for a casino. Like, where are they going to put all those people? Is what I was the first thing I was wondering. I was like,
they ain't ready. They're not.
I don't know.
This is going to be an ish show. I'm sorry.
Well,
see, Melissa doesn't care.
She doesn't.
She could have dropped
me off.
Melissa, just leave your car. I keep telling my parents, I'm like, listen, you guys want to make extra money? Rent out a freaking room. They live in Everett.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They live close.
5 minutes from the damn casino. I'm like, rent out a room or dad, start doing Uber and bringing people over to the damn
Airbnb.
Casino.
Uber, Airbnb.
Yeah.
They could do an Airbnb.
They have the boats that supposedly are going to go.
Yeah. That's another thing.
This is, no.
I was also given from our good friend Teddy a green light if I want to do any of the ferries.
Look at that.
Do what? You're going to drive people?
No. I could, meaning like if I need to get there and I want to take the ferry, I can just,
Yeah, Mel doesn't care.
But
good. Take the waters. Stay away from. Because that whole Wellington, it's already a mess before it even opened. The traffic around there is horrible. And now adding a casino?
On that Route 16 area.
Man, this is not...
That intersection is really bad already.
Yeah.
But for those of us who don't live in that area, this is great.
All right.
Yeah. And if you're...
Something mysteriously happens over there.
Oh, my God. Pebbles is going to show up and burn the place down.
Yeah, exactly.
There will be no casino.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.